subject. I am tired of being disrespected, and now I'm frustrated. Good morning, Stephen Shirley. I am going to do the best I can to make this short. I've been dating someone who apparently has no respect for me. A few nights ago, he showed up at my house around 10:30 p.m., twisted. We talked earlier that day about something that he left in my car, which was done on purpose, but never about him coming to get it. Anyway, he shows up. I gave him his item and he left. I went back to bed. The next day, he began throwing me shade and I knew why. But I was hoping I was wrong. I attempted to talk to him about the lack of communication that caused this issue, and immediately he gets irate and irrational, saying, I am making a big deal about communication when I should be more concerned about letting him leave drunk. How is that my responsibility when he never said he was coming? And how is his stupidity my issue? The issue for him is that I am hiding something because my main concern was him showing up at my house unannounced and that someone else was at my house. I do not care what the relationship is. It does not give him the right to show up at my home drunk at 10:30 at night. This is among the many situations that I have dealt with over the past few years. Sadly enough, I can think of 100 reasons not to stay in this relationship and not one reason to stay. I want this over with and have tried to end this relationship, but I then have to realize I am not dealing with the rational person who is always worried about me cheating. I am sick of the insecurity and I do not know what to do. I know I need to leave, but how? I just want this done peacefully. If you can't trust me, then why? If you can't trust me, so then why do you want to be with me? Also, is it appropriate for someone you are in a relationship with just to show up at your house unannounced? I am 44 years old and I am not into the cheating thing because I am not trying to die. Was I wrong because I did not let him stay? Wow. Okay, first of all, you threw me when you said you're 44. So yeah, you
said the whole damn letter threw me. Can I help get rid of?
You're 44. I mean, really? I thought this was about two people.
Hard-ass letter.
Yeah, I thought this was by two people who are in their 20s or something like that. I mean, you're a grown woman. Come on, you're 44. You don't have to accept any of this stuff. You could tell him how you feel.
Let's go. We talked earlier that day about something that he left in my car, which was done on purpose, but never about him coming to get it. Anyway, he show up. I gave him his item and he left. What? What are you talking about? What he leave in your car on purpose? Came back. What? What is it? This is stupid.
She didn't say.
And then to back. Now this is where the whole letter just get dumb. Then to back. Right after she say, and he left, and I went back to bed. Who needed that information? You ain't told us what the hell he came over there for. You ain't told us what was in the car. Why the hell we got to know you going back to bed? The next day he began throwing me shade. What are you talking about?
What is that?
He twisted. It's shady.
Shady.
Anybody got no time to be figuring out all this slang? We grown ass people. Write a letter.
So is she.
She ain't grown. Stupid.
She said she's 44.
44.
He began throwing me shade. I knew why, but I was hoping I was wrong. What are you talking about? We don't know anything about you, this man. Anyway, I attempted to talk to him about the lack of communication, what caused this issue, and immediately he gets irate and irrational, saying, I am making a big deal about communication when I should be more concerned about him leaving drunk. Okay, now two stupid people is now in the letter. See, first it was just her saying stupid stuff. Now she didn't draw. Now it's two people starting to say stupid stuff in the letter. How is it that it's my responsibility when he never said he was coming? And now, how is his stupidity my issue? No, that's both y'all's issue. And the key word is stupidity. See, that's the key word here. How is his stupidity my issue? Because it was his issue. It was your issue, folks. You start writing about him in a letter, okay?
Got it.
Then the issue for him is that I'm hiding something because my main concern was him just showing up at my house unannounced and that someone else was at my house. I do not care what the relationship is. It does not give him the right to show up at my house drunk at 10:30 at night.
Well, when else are you going to show up?
Who are y'all? who are y'all?
Right.
Where y'all two come from? How y'all meet? Who introduced y'all? What was the circumstances? Was y'all drinking when you met each other? What is this? This is among the many situations that I have dealt with over the past few years.
Woo.
Sadly enough, here we go. I can think of 100 reasons not to stay in this relationship and not one reason to stay.
Okay.
Ding dong.
Yes, come on.
Ding dong. Somebody answer the door. Hello.
Who is it? Who is it?
It's 100 reasons not to stay.
Thank you. Get out. Hello, who is it? Come
why
in.
Why don't you have open this door? I keep telling her who I am. I want this over and have tried to end this relationship, but I have to realize I am not dealing with a rational person. Wow. Okay, now who are you talking about now? You or him?
Exactly.
Who is always worried about me cheating. I am sick of the insecurity and I don't know what to do. Okay, this way. I know I need to leave, but how? I just want this to be done peacefully. If you can trust me, if you don't trust me, then why you want to be with me? Also, is it appropriate for someone you are in a relationship with to just show up at your house and announce, then here where the letter get real dumb. I'm 44 years old, and I'm not into the cheating thing because I'm not trying to die. That's just one more dumbass thing to throw in the letter, so
yeah.
I ain't got to wind this up. That's just one more dumbass thing to write in the letter. I ain't in the dying here now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.